Have you ever been so excited to plan a party, but by the time the first guest arrived, you are completely overwhelmed and worn out? Do you want to have a fantastic party that is totally Instagram worthy and actually be able to enjoy it? If so, this is the episode for you. So stick around to find out the secrets to avoiding overwhelm while entertaining. Hello, and welcome to the 68th episode of the Happy Hostess Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lalonde, and I transform even the most frazzled hostess into a confident and happy hostess. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that this week is my birthday week, and by the end of this week, I have set a goal to have one review for each year of life so far. And currently, I am at 38 as of this recording, which means I need 13 more reviews to reach my goal. So please, if you desire, help me to reach my goal by leaving a review for the Happy Hostess Podcast on your Apple app. It would be the best birthday present ever. And on that note, a huge thank you goes to Lydia Schultz 6 for leaving a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. I'm going to read an excerpt from her review. She said, "I wish I could give this podcast 10 stars. I highly recommend the Happy Hostess Podcast hosted by the wonderful Christy Lalonde. Christy provides incredible help and advice to people who are interested in hosting but are looking for additional inspiration. Christy is an articulate, eloquent host who speaks with candor, warmth, and wisdom as she provides her structured and helpful advice. I reached out to Christy to ask for some advice and was thrilled that she created a podcast episode in response. I know others will love listening to this wonderful podcast." Lydia, I truly appreciate your kind words and it humbles me to hear such a glowing recommendation from you. I appreciate you as a listener and really a participant of the podcast because you inspired an entire episode. And that episode got a lot of positive feedback, by the way. I'm going to link that episode that she's referring to in the show notes in case you missed it. That one is episode 61, How to Host a Buffet-Style Dinner Party. And again, I appreciate every single review, and they don't need to be nearly as eloquent as Lydia's. A simple, short, and sweet review helps just as much. So thank you again, Lydia. So let's jump into today's topic of how to create a memorable party that everyone is still talking about the next day without getting stressed and overwhelmed to the point of exhaustion. I have a process that I'm sharing with you today that helps me keep myself in check and make sure that I have fun doing it. But I also have a very important tip besides this process that I'll be giving to you as well. So stick with me to the end because it is a game changer that I have learned the hard way, and I don't want you to make the same mistake that I have. Kind of like planning a vacation, the planning can be just as much fun as the actual vacation. Thinking about all the possibilities and anticipation of going on your trip. And you know, a party can be just the same way. It is lots of fun to plan everything and think about everything that you can do. And then we have Pinterest. The great thing about Pinterest is that it gives us so much inspiration for any type of party that we can think of. And the bad thing about Pinterest is that it can give us so much inspiration for any type of party. It can actually become too much inspiration, and we want to include every cool thing that we find. I know I can just keep searching and searching for the very best ideas, thinking that the next idea I find will be even better than the last. Plus, you find so many awesome ideas that you want to include everything. Well, including everything is a recipe for overwhelm if you're planning a party all on your own. In the past, I have had the tendency to want to do it all and to do it all on my own. I've thought to myself, I can do that, so why wouldn't I do it myself? Well, if you say that to every single detail of the party, you're going to be in a complete tizzy by the time the party rolls around. Ask me how I know. I know because I've done it. I've been there and it was not pretty. But I've created a little process that will greatly reduce the chance of overwhelm and stress for myself and for you. And it will give you the peace of mind that your party's going to be fantastic and everyone will enjoy it, including yourself. So the process that's going to save your sanity is a budget. And I know that when we think of a budget, we normally think of budgeting money that we are spending, and that is important, and it will definitely come into play while you're doing this process in the beginning. But what is equally or even more important is budgeting your time, energy, effort, and mental headspace. Let's prioritize what is truly important, and that is our sanity. There is no point in having a party if we are stressed out and miserable leading up to the event. This will stress out your guests and everyone else around you, and no one will enjoy it. So priority number one is budget your time, your energy, and your mental headspace. Similar to a regular budget, you start with making a list. Make a list of everything that you plan to do for the party. I'm going to use a bridal shower, for example. You've done all your homework and picked out a theme, and you know what you need to have. So you write the following things down on your list. Invitations, food for the shower, a cake for dessert, a balloon arch for decoration, a photo backdrop, centerpieces for the tables, some games planned, and some take-home favors for your guests. So then you look at each item on your list that you've planned and needs to be done, and we're going to rate each item from a 1 to a 5 based upon how much time, energy, and mental headspace it's going to take up, and strongly factoring into that rating if it's something that needs to be done at the last minute, like the day of the party or even right before the party. So if it requires minimal effort on your part or no last minute preparations, it would be a 1. And on the opposite side of the scale, if it requires a lot of last minute prep, or if it requires a lot of effort at any point, it would be a 5. So let's look at our list for the bridal shower, and you can see what I mean. The invitations are the first thing on the list. So let's say that you're going to invite everyone by text message. That is about as easy as it gets on the easy scale, and there is nothing involved at the last minute. It would be done a couple of weeks in advance. So sending invitations by text could be rated as a 1. On the other hand, if you were ordering some invitations off of Etsy, where they're printing them for you, and you just needed to address them and mail them, that might be a 2. But if you're going to make elaborate handmade invitations that require a lot of time, that might be a 4 or 5. And I'm only saying a possible 4 because invitations by nature are done well in advance. So you don't have to worry about it taking up any time right before the event. So for the invitations, we are going to choose that second choice of ordering invitations off of Etsy, and we will need to hand address them and mail them, but we're leaving that as a 2. So then let's go on to the next thing on the list, the food. You've decided that you'll be doing the food yourself, making everything from scratch and serving it, getting it ready right before the shower. This would definitely be a 5 because it requires a lot of time and energy and definitely last minute setup and prep. So you do this process for every single item on your list. And once you've ranked each one on the list, take a look and assess the numbers. If you have mostly 1s and 2s, with proper planning, you should have no problem getting overwhelmed with all that there is to do. But if you look and you see several 4s and 5s, you'll know that you're asking for trouble and we need to make some adjustments. So, what can you do? You still want to have an awesome party, but you need to reevaluate your list realistically. You can either eliminate, delegate, or modify the things that are 4s and 5s. So with this list, let's say that I have the following things as a 5. The food, the balloon arch that you plan to do yourself, DIY photo backdrop, and fresh flowers as centerpieces. Okay, four different things being a level five of energy and effort is definitely going to lead to overwhelm. So let's look at each one and decide what to do. Like I said, you can do one of three things: modify, delegate, or eliminate. So looking at our lists that have the ratings of five, we'll start with the food. The plan was to cook and prepare all the items myself, which is clearly time consuming. So eliminate is not really an option for food. People need to have something to munch on. So I'm left with delegating or modifying the item on the list. If I wanted to delegate completely, I could hire a caterer, or I could ask a friend if they wanted to host as well and leave them entirely in charge of the food. I'm not really crazy about either of those ideas, so I decide to modify my plans. I'm going to purchase some ready-made food items from the grocery store so that I don't have to prepare any of it. And I'm going to ask my mother to be in charge of plating the food on serving pieces on the buffet and replenishing those platters. So now I've brought that first thing on the list down from a five to more like a two, maybe a three. And I don't have any last-minute responsibilities. So then I move down to the next thing on my list. And that is the balloon arch that I thought I should DIY. Now, I'm able to do a balloon arch, and I don't hate doing it at all. But I know that it is a lot of time that goes into creating an arch that looks the way that I want. So I decide I'm going to delegate the balloon arch completely here and hire a professional. So this project goes from a five to a one. Now, the next thing on the list is the DIY photo backdrop I wanted to create. If I wanted to delegate, I could hire someone, or I could ask a friend to be in charge of this part of the party. But ultimately, I just decide to eliminate this one because we already have the balloon arch, and that would make for really cute pictures with the balloon arch. So it's not really necessary to have a photo backdrop also. It's almost redundant. So this was easy enough just to eliminate entirely and have one less thing to think about. Now, the last thing on the level five list is fresh flower centerpieces for the table. I have a few options here too. Obviously, I could delegate completely and hire a florist. That would take this from a five to a one. Another option is I could lessen the workload by asking a friend to help me, or by making centerpieces that weren't fresh flowers, something that could be made well in advance and not really take any time or attention leading up to the event. That could easily bring it down to a three. Ultimately, because I love fresh flowers and I really enjoy making arrangements, I decide to save some money by making them myself rather than hire a florist or find another type of centerpiece. I'm going to make this my one project that will require a good amount of energy, time, and effort. I know that I can handle one level five project because I have already taken everything else on the list down to a lower level on the scale. Getting all of these pieces of the party into writing and down on paper helps you look at them objectively and see how much you're actually trying to take on yourself. Plus, now you've got a good outline to start breaking the task down into smaller pieces and create a timeline for getting everything done. So this short little process really can make all the difference in your stress level and allowing you to move forward confidently because you have really evaluated all the time and effort that's going to be put into this party. Now, I promised another tip for keeping yourself sane, and this is a big one. If you are not hosting at home and you're looking to rent a space, if they tell you that you have a very limited time to set up before your party, just say no thank you and look elsewhere. Unless you have hired a professional party planner, it is just too stressful to try and get everything set up by yourself, even if you have help. Everything always takes longer than you think. And just the stress of being on a short timeline right before a party can be overwhelming. Not to mention, there are always people that think it's okay to show up early, which in my opinion, it's never okay to show up early, unless you've been invited to host or help. Just choose a different location or hire someone to take that stress on for you. It is not worth it. That stress makes it difficult to be settled and attentive once your guests arrive. I've learned that I just have to stick to places that are really flexible with how much time that I have to set up. Well, thanks for sticking with me until the end, and I hope this episode will save you lots of stress and overwhelm when you're hosting your next party. If it did, please leave me a review so that I can reach my birthday goal. Until next week, bye for now. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Happy Hostess Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, rate, and review it on your podcast app. It would mean the world to me. If you need links for anything mentioned during this episode, head over to happyhostesscollective.com and you'll find them in the show notes. A new episode comes out every Tuesday, and I can't wait for you to tune in next time. Until then, have a great week.